The new iPad mini is here, and it's so cute. Jason Howell and I talked about my first look on Tech News Weekly.
This is Twit.
So I got the iPad mini, which I will show off. I've already opened it. No fancy unboxing.
No cellophane to strip off of the box.
So I never had an iPad mini. Did you have an iPad mini? You did, didn't you?
I actually do have an iPad mini. Okay. It was Lisa's iPad mini for the longest time. And then I asked to have an iPad. So it's the iPad that I have. I don't use it very often. Maybe a little bit of music production here and there. But.
So I've never had one. And I love the size. Like, it really is the perfect size. Everyone said that. But I agree with them. So I have some notes here. Let's take a look. So it doesn't work with my new pencil. I have this Apple Pencil. Ain't going to work with that. And that's partly because this one charges on the iPad Pro, and the other one, the old Apple Pencil, charges in the Lightning, elegantly charges, sticking out the end.
Of course.
The butt of the iPad, as Steve Jobs rolls around.
But you can get the new pencil, and that will work here. They just work different. The two pencils work differently.
This is the new pencil, and it doesn't work on the old Apple style. Pencil
okay,
works with
sense.
The new iPad mini. Does it make sense? Because no, I do not think it makes sense.
No, I mean, your explanation makes sense. The rationale does not.
And I had the old pencil, and then I gave it back to Lisa, and I think she sold it and with the old iPad. And so I no longer have it, so I just ordered another one. I ordered it refurbished. Only $85 for a pencil.
I've never ordered a pencil refurbished before. I didn't know you could do that. But Apple's a different company, so.
Have you ever paid $85 for a pencil?
Let me think. I did get the pencil or the pen or whatever they call it for the Chromebook Pixel.
And was it $100?
Yeah, it was about that.
Yeah. I mean,
they're more than just a pencil.
Right. I mean, the reason why I ordered another one is because I think this is a great device for taking notes and for, you know, just writing and, checking things off a to-do list, that sort of thing. So that's why I ordered it. And right after I ordered it, I realized that the Logitech Crayon, which is only $70, I think, and that was the device that came out last year, that works with both iPads. If you got the new iPad and you don't have the old, if you have a new iPad Pro and you got a new iPad Mini and you want to get one pencil, get the Logitech Crayon.
Why would someone have the larger and the smaller iPad? One person have an iPad of different sizes?
Well, because maybe this is the device they use for work and this is the device they use for reading books. It's great for books. So here's John's book that I want to look at a sample of it. Dan's book, sorry. The book that John's reading. Dan's book. Sorry, Dan.
Right.
And, you know, it just looks really great for reading. I mean, it's so much easier to hold.
Yeah.
Like, that is what I really like.
Yeah, that size is definitely really palmable. Like, you can hold it with a single hand. Sometimes the 10-inch tablets, you feel like you need both hands in order to really work with it.
And I'm not saying that Apple invented this, because this is the size of a Kindle, right?
So
if you want to read and
really,
you know, if you don't want a Kindle, it's really nice. Good for like watching movies. Let me show you what it has.
It has a headphone jack.
Have you seen those in this lately?
I have. The Galaxy S10 that I'm reviewing.
Yeah,
I have a regular headphone jack.
Seen them lately. So it has 10 hours of battery life. I wish everything was USB-C, so I'm kind of bummed that this is Lightning. But, I certainly have lots of things that are still Lightning. So I am, including my iPhone. So I'm okay with that.
That gives Apple something to update on it the next time it updates.
Right. Exactly. Yes. And, it did go backwards. Also, it has a home button. So that is something. And I did not miss the home button, actually. Having it back is not that great. So the form of this iPad is exactly like the last iPad mini that was last updated in 2015, the iPad mini 4. So the insides are what's different. So it has the A12 Bionic chip and with Apple's neural engine. So it's faster. So I could read this book really fast if I wanted to. Done.
Oh, wow. That's a talent.
It has a 7-megapixel front camera. The front-facing camera is 7 megapixels. And yeah, so I'm going to use it this week.
Cool.
I don't have a case for it yet, which is a little bit disturbing. But
be careful.
I know.
Don't give it to me. I will surely drop it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure I have some case that will be, you know, not a form-fitting case, but some like little sleeve that it can go in.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah. I mean, it's nothing revolutionary, but I do like the size.
And it's nice that Apple finally came around and updated it, because I think that's a size that people by and large do like and do want a newer version of. If the last version was 2015, that's quite that a lot has changed in Apple's products,
right? And everybody,
technology wise
Everybody thought it was dead, like that. No, I am not. Even I said, like, they're not gonna make another mini. Get over it, people. Do your crosswords on your phone or your iPad and move on. But they did. They said people kept buying them. So
right. Yeah, exactly. They had reason to.
So that's the iPad mini. A fuller review coming.
Keep up with all the hottest tech news and gadgets. Visit twit.tv. There you'll be able to find and subscribe to all our tech shows. Thanks for watching Hands on Tech.